WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, President Trump has signed an executive order which ends the separation of illegal immigrant families at the border. Trump speaking to reporters in the Oval Office at the signing.
We're keeping families together, and this will solve that problem. At the same time, we are keeping a very powerful border, and it continues to be a zero tolerance.
Vice President Mike Pence added that they are calling upon Congress to change the laws. The latest on the story is at NShake1015.com. The group New Jersey Policy Perspective says $2.1 million in Governor Murphy's proposed budget for legal help for detained immigrants is a good first step, but they estimate $14 million in state funding is needed. Report author Erica Nava also says the state's economy would suffer from deportations.
New Jersey's economy would lose $18 million in wages and $1.6 million in total tax revenue annually from detained immigrants.
Sarah Culiane of the Make Road New Jersey group says only one in three New Jersey immigration detainees have legal representation. Governor Murphy warns that a plan to boost aid to schools hinges on a budget deal that has sustainable revenues. Murphy said today that we cannot have a deal on school funding unless the Democratic-led legislature sends him sound revenues. This portion of the news made possible by Kia. Hurry in during the Kia America's Best Value Summer event. Visit your local Kia dealer or KiaDealers.com to learn more. An off-duty Newark cop who fatally shot an acquaintance during a fight outside a Union Township bar has been convicted of reckless manslaughter. Joseph Machia faces up to 10 years when he's sentenced in July. A Union County jury rendered its verdict today. The conviction of a New York man accused of setting up the fatal shooting of his wife while they walked with one of their young sons in Booton in 2011 has been upheld by an appellate court. The court also upheld the life sentence imposed on Kashif Parvez. He was convicted of scheming with his Massachusetts girlfriend to kill his wife and make it look random.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.